Sally. Yeah. Is that you? Yeah. Hey there, Doug Roberts. Yeah. Good to see you.
Yeah.
And no one else is here?
Not yet. No. As far as I know, it's going to be Chris and Steve, two of the other people couldn't make it.
Oh, okay.
And we haven't heard from the treasurer yet.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. I was just going to make a couple quick copies here.
Sure. Hey there.
It's Doug, isn't it?
Yeah, Doug. Yeah. Doug Roberts.
How are you?
Yeah, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Oh, what's your name?
Bill.
Oh, Sally's wife.
I'm Sally's friend.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Right.
It's her husband. Sorry, I'm Sally's your wife.
You got the right one.
See ya.
Hey,
Robert.
See ya. Hey, Steve. Hey, how are you? Good to see you. All right.
It's going to be a small meeting. I'm sure Chris is coming, but Primus can't make it. Kim can't make it.
Okay.
And they hadn't heard from Jay.
Okay.
Crazy. And I'm sorry I keep messing up your email.
Yeah, that's Marion said it didn't have a C on it.
Yeah, and, you know, we've had that before, and you said things were down at the church from time to time, but I really have a lot of trouble with Outlook. It just plays games on me like that, and so I'll just have to be more mindful. Well, Doug, how's it going?
It's good.
Really?
Yeah, despite what you may have heard, everything's good.
How so? You still have this to go to court and all that?
It's going to be dismissed probably in 2 days from now, Thursday.
Really?
Wednesday or Thursday, probably so.
Huh. Okay.
So Chris is coming?
Yeah.
Okay. Got the kids at the house.
Have they been doing the Mardi Gras thing?
Busy and hectic. Yeah, they did it today. I was at work, but I got home in time to inherit the energy.
Proposed agenda.
Oh, this is for the meeting next week.
Yeah. One for the long cookies.
I say this thing, I'm very, you know, when we walk our dog, you know, like I stay in the street so that the dog won't get to the other side of the sidewalk and stuff like that, and I always pick up his stuff, but every time we're doing that, I see piles in people's yard. I mean, I don't have a shovel big enough to get all the stuff we pass by, but our dog stuff goes.
Do you think it's teenagers walking the family dogs or something? I mean, are people really that?
We still have people that let dogs just go.
Not even on leash?
Not on leash. It just, and you know, it might just be the yard next door or whatever. I mean, we get, our dog gets chased from time to time from a dog that'll be, you know, just out of somebody's fence, and they're out there washing the car, and got the dog out there, and the dog sees something and takes off and runs, you know, just whatever.
I got just a raging email from Primus the other day that he had found this big birthday gift in his yard.
Well, I guess I could either go out there and get it out.
I got to get rid of this.
I could either get it out of my yard and throw it in the bushes, or I could send an ugly email.
Here comes somebody that's probably Chris.
It's the loose dogs.
Yeah,
the dogs, they just roam loose. In my neighborhood, or in my house, it's hard to tell whether it's my dog's done it or someone else's dog's done it. There's so much.
Your next door neighbor is one of them, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. They've always done that, haven't they? Mm-hmm. They just don't seem to.
They've got that vacant lot across the street.
Which, yeah, you don't want to walk there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's a real minefield.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, those people have been asked so many times.
Well, I heard that lot sold.
Is he going to get it? Is your butler going to get that?
Yeah, that's my retired butler.
Your retired butler?
Is this a trick or treat? Yeah. Oh, must be a trick.
Hey, sir.
How's it going?
Thanks, man.
All right, it's a pleasure. Yeah.
Good to see you. Mr. Roberts, just sitting here.
You.
You are.
All right.
That's for your neighbor.
All right. They put Daddy at the head of the table.
All right.
So it could well be.
You ever heard from Jay?
Never heard from Jay, which is strange to me.
You know, it's 2 weeks ago or somewhere about there, his mom fell and got hurt and then got sick, or after she got hurt was hospitalized, and he had to go. She lives 10 or 12 hours away, so he was up there for a couple of weeks and was out of pocket. And I apologize for not telling you that, but I don't know if he's back up there again, or, you know, I don't know.
I've had an issue today trying to find somebody to sing at a funeral or a memorial service on Thursday, and everybody that's got cell phones, you call, there's no answer. There's no call back. You text, there's no answer. There's no call back. All these people in a modern age.
Oh, yeah.
You know, come on.
Modern Dodge.
That's it. That's a modern Dodge. That's it. You know that.
Yeah. I know you need them, so they're not going to.
Yeah, that's it.
It stinks.
That's like, it's Steve. He wants me for something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the thing is that the person wanted me for something, and I've got something I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be taking care of my grandbaby while the other one's at the doctor. Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to call these people, can you do it? Can you do it?
And sometimes it's almost effortless, I guess, but a lot of times not so effortless.
I guess it's you know, you got the caller ID, you know. It's just easy to dodge. So instead, my daughter's going to come up to the church and watch my grandbaby in my office while I go sing at the funeral. So.
Oh, well, that's nice. You had some backup there.
Yeah.
So that's a proposed agenda. And I did talk to Joe Vinson today, and he'd be happy to come and talk about Wingate, which I think will be a real plus.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to use that back pond. Are they highlighting that back pond as part of their common area, I think? Is that the way you saw the layout? Didn't you, Steve, remember that?
All I remember is they were going to go northwest. From the entry street right there, they were going to go northwest. And from what they told me, sitting on my patio, I wouldn't even see anybody.
Yeah.
Now, that may have changed. I don't know.
Well, I mean, unit three. Unit three or two or three is going to veer back towards Raleigh.
Okay.
Yeah, and that area around that pond was, the way I saw it, was a common area.
You can call me over at University Oaks and tell me about it.
Yeah.
I'll be old by then, I think. But.
I don't know. You never know. It's important how fast they sell those homes.
Mm, that's true.
You know,
well, you said a couple interesting things. It's 25 houses in the first round of building. And he and his wife plan to build a house for themselves and live there, and a number of their friends, too. And let me give you some statistics on what these houses are like. It's kind of...
Does he still live up off Highway 90 up there by the country club?
Yeah.
They've been there a long time.
Okay, lots are $75,000.
Whew.
This lot was...
Well, that's what the lots on the pond were when we bought. Yeah.
Okay. The houses will be $450,000 to $500,000.
Sweet.
And they will be 3,200 to 3,400 square feet. Because that's what people are asking for now.
Wow.
They don't want a big fat house.
And so that's what we're, you know, we're not far from scaling down, you know, now that our kids are out.
Scaling down to something like that?
Probably something more of the 28 rather than
a
38, something like that.
Not quite a patio home.
No, not a patio. Big enough to have the family for Thanksgiving, but right. Smaller than what we got. I don't need an upstairs.
Oh, okay.
I never go up.
But he is going to come in and talk to us, so that I think that'll be helpful. And I'll put that in. Well, when we send out the reminders, and we'll go door to door and hand them out, so everybody makes sure they get them. And I hate putting stamps on things and going through all that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll hand them out, and this is the proxy statement, so have a look at that too.
So Falling Leaf, that's the one that nobody's ever been down.
Is there a house in there?
Is there what?
A house?
There's probably as many, at least three, I think. But they're the oddest houses. I think there's real drainage problems here because it's really built on some wet ground. And they're just oddly formed. They're taller, and I didn't like the looks of them. And they just shut them down, shut the operation down. Gosh, it's been a while now. So, if that proxy looks all right, if you think there's anything else that needs to go there.
Signature line, your signature line, down here. That's my proxy.
Oh, good point.
The designate.
Well, name, address, phone or email.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that should be fine. So, these are two proxies on one page, okay, I got it.
Yeah, I'll cut them in half.
Yeah.
And then let's take a look at the agenda. Do you have a copy of that one? Okay. So, just have a look and see what you think. If we need to add any more.
Okay.
Just so you know, for some reason, when I'm on the treasurer's sign list too, and that may be why they send this to my online account as well. As this is Winfield's, so if you ever wonder how much money we have, for some reason I get the report of it. So our ending balance as of January 31st is $23,443.63.
Have we paid everything we owe?
The only paid thing on here is Alabama Power in mid-January, and that was for $240.61. So presumably that's our main bill, and then of course the landscaping guy.
It really cost that much for that lighting out there?
$240.
And the pump for the well?
That's all the street lights and everything.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you get charged for that.
And then we're going to have a cable. It was a small installation bill for the cable. I think you said it was under $200. And then we'll have that, I don't remember if you still have that email I sent with the contract for the cable for Comcast. And but we got the 50 megabytes per second speed, second step down from business class, or it's the lowest business class internet speed, but that's all we needed to run the two cameras.
Okay.
And to be able to link into those cameras. And they're supposed to have that completed by April, and so we should start getting a bill for that, I imagine, April 1st.
Okay.
So that'd be a recurring.
Just on a side, like his talking about cable that spent so long being laid and broke everybody's sprinkler system. U-verse is the worst thing that we've ever had at our house. Anybody else heard that?
Have y'all installed it already?
Yeah, we went ahead and got it because Direct went up, and I had to go get a new phone, and we were talking to AT&T, and they offered us a good deal, saving $100 a month, by going to U-verse from Direct. Mm-hmm. But it's just awful. The coverage, it's just awful.
Hmm. How's the internet speaking?
The internet goes in and out, right in the middle of stuff. It'll go out. No internet connection.
It's just like Comcast.
Maybe so.
It's not that Comcast, to me, in my house, Comcast does the same.
See, my DSL never did that.
Does it have something to do with location? Because we just don't have those issues. Like, once a year, we'll have a Comcast problem. And it's usually because the yard guy ran over a cord or something.
Anyway, I just wanted to
know how helpful that's going
to
be.
Yeah, I was glad to hear that because
they worked hard digging that cable around, but it's just so goodness.
Well, their follow up was not good, and they took out so many people's service. People were just beside.
And when the service guys show up, they roll their eyes too. They say, "I know we got so many calls. You have to hold the thing up like that to turn it on, and there's something you can't get the favorites channel unless you press a small button there."
Oh, that's awful.
What has been going on with that? I know it's happened in three different spots where they run the power up over the street. It's like they've had to redo you did it right in front of your house.
Yeah, and
do you know what that was about?
They were asked, they thought there was a busted sprinkler line, but I told them about the underground springs, and it's the underground springs. I said, look at the curb, look at the sidewalk. I said, that stays wet. Mm-hmm. But they said that down there where the connecting box was, it was just covered with water.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's a reality.
Yeah, it'd be nice if that guy could do something, try to wick that, drain that water away. It takes a little work, but your neighbor across the street never did anything of his either. He just, when he had the big sinkhole, of course that wasn't his fault, but then he's got three or four more pop-up holes in his yard.
All the way down
the street. Well, and the elderly woman in that house is very ill, and I think has had a couple of strokes and so forth, so they're not at the top of their game. So. Just kind of patching it together.
Mm-hmm.
So U-verse isn't working out. Great, that's a shame.
Mm-hmm. So do we know if Kim is going to stay on the board?
She said she would like to. And we apparently had a miscommunication. She wasn't getting mails, but I'd leave her phone messages and not hear from her. But I think we're back on track, and she does want to be part of it.
Mm-hmm. You promise?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Roberts, what are your plans?
Of course.
Any favorable outcome in your, when's your court date coming up?
The next one's on Thursday at 8:30, but it's not pending that. Regardless of how that goes, I'll do what I plan to do.
Well, board positions are only for a year, so you serve at the, the favor of the neighborhood.
Doesn't everybody?
Yeah. So, I have one interested person that wants to be on the board. And I don't know whether we should just I don't know how to handle that. And are we recording this?
Of course.
You are recording it?
Of course.
Gee, sweet. And you didn't tell anybody.
You don't have to.
I know you don't have to. I'm glad I asked. So you made a nice little email sent out the other day telling me how you're going to nominate Christine Hernandez for president.
Nomination's already been made.
It has just been accepted. It's been seconded?
The nomination's
been made. Nominations are made by the board of directors after the board meets, after the new board is assembled. Okay? So you're way out of line, young man. All right, so you need to read your bylaws. Okay?
Okay.
And, let me pull up something. I'm glad you're recording this, so because I want this out for the record here. You sent out an email to the board of directors right after you were nominated and put on the board of directors. And I think everybody's read the email before, but you're saying the community selected me as their chief law enforcement officer. So honored and trust the people South put in me. Tonight's results show that our positive issue. Doug, you weren't even on the ballot. What does all that mean? What does that side speak mean?
Okay, this email. Can you read me the from line on that email?
Can you what?
Read me the from line.
Doug Roberts for constable. In a landslide victory Doug Roberts, a Republican candidate for Alabama State Constable, won the Republican nomination for office. There was no Democratic opponent. Son, you weren't even on the ballot. What dream world are you living in?
Are you going to read where the email actually came from?
Doug Roberts.
Read the whole email address.
Landslide victory on Tuesday, Doug Roberts. No, but that's all I got.
No, wait, it obviously came from an email address. What was that from email address?
Tell me, Doug. Well, don't leave me in suspense.
Okay, well, apparently you don't know. It wasn't Doug at DougR.com. It wasn't RobertsDoug at gmail.com. It wasn't DRoberts at Citronet.com.
Who was it, Doug? Who was it that lied to you?
None of my email.
Who was it that sent the board of directors this email saying that you won an election in a landslide victory that your name wasn't even on the ballot of? And you perpetuated that lie to this whole board of directors. You sat here like a man, but you weren't. You were acting, I don't know what you were perpetrating.
That sounds like a campaign email, doesn't it?
A campaign? You just won the landslide election. Why would you be campaigning, son?
You're saying someone else sent it out in your name?
I'm not saying anything like that. I'm saying it sounds like a campaign email from a political campaign.
It's from Doug Roberts.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Well, who else could it have been from?
Have you read the probate court documents of the campaign committee? Do you know the members of that committee?
Roberts said, I'm proud that the voters of this community selected me to be their chief law enforcement officer. Roberts said, quote, I'm so honored to have the trust of the people of Southwest Alabama have put in me. Tonight's results show that our positive issue based on campaign worked and that voters did not fall for a campaign based on misinformation. What are you talking about? There was no campaign. There was no election. You were not on the ballot. What kind of CRAP is this?
Sounds like a campaign email, doesn't it?
Does it? No, it doesn't. It sounds like a bunch of lies, Doug.
Doug, I'd like to understand this. I really would, and I don't... You're saying somebody else wrote it on your behalf?
I'm saying that I didn't write it and I didn't send it. Whether I endorsed it or not, I'm not going to say.
How would they have gotten all of our email addresses, Doug? Well, you gave it to them?
That's another matter.
You wanted it sent out to the board of directors to make you look good?
Okay, it's a campaign email.
Campaign was over, Doug. The election was over. You won the landslide victory, remember?
Then what's the problem?
Why didn't it come out before the election, Doug?
Then what's the problem?
The problem is it's a bunch of lies.
Who lies?
And we depend on the trust of each other on this board of directors, not somebody to sit here and send us fabricated emails that now they're claiming another source sent those to.
How are they fabricated?
Did I just make that clear?
Yeah.
Play back your recording. See if I didn't make that clear, Doug.
Do you not get campaign emails from other campaigns?
You lied to us. You perpetuated that lie. Every day...
What was a lie, Chris?
That you won in a landslide victory. The voters turned out and elected you as the chief law enforcement officer of Mobile County.
So tell me what happens when someone is the only candidate on the ballot. Is that not a de facto victory?
You aren't even on the daggum ballot, son. I read the ballot. I read every ballot. I vote on every position on the ballot I have since the day I turned 18. So you weren't on it. And I knew you weren't on it the night you told me you sent this email. And if you'll read my reply on this email, Here, let me read you my reply on this email. What's going to happen? Let's see. No. There's two more replies in there. Congratulations. I didn't see you on the ballot, or I surely would have voted for you.
It's kind of hard to wrap ourselves around that this was a factual thing. I mean, just help us understand.
It's a campaign email. It was sent from a campaign.
After the election's over and you won by a landslide victory, Doug. That's BS. Why don't you say, you got to stop this. You got to pull this. Be a man and say, you can't send this out to the people I'm representing as a board of director on the Winfield Homeowners Association.
Well, I don't know who it was sent to, but you know, it's a campaign
you
email.
You don't know who it was sent to. You know damn well everybody it was sent to, Doug.
If you're gonna say that, I know.
You've been trained by your lawyers to deny everything. Go ahead.
If you're gonna say that, apparently you know more than I do. So maybe you should tell us something.
That's fine. I'd like to. I don't have anything else to add. And seeing as Doug's recording this whole meeting, we'll end it right here. I don't have anything else. I'm gonna ask for the board. Well, your term is up.
So is yours. So is everybody's here.
All right. Then I'll ask for the board. We'll have a revote of everybody on the board of directors. And I'll ask them, you know, and maybe we'll get a nominating committee, like the bylaws say, and we'll get some names up for the board of directors, and we'll have a new vote at our meeting, put that on the agenda, okay? And
sounds good to me.
Good. Bring your people that write your emails. Maybe they can vote for. No, they don't. They're probably not. Don't live here.
I actually do.
Oh, good.
Well, are you saying it was a mistake that went out?
I'm not saying one way or another. I'm saying it's a campaign email that went out. If you didn't like it, apparently Chris didn't like it. You know, he's expressed an opinion.
I'm proud of you, man. I put my arm around. I invited you to my home, son. I was proud of you. I took you in like a little brother, like a son. I brought you to my house. I let you bring your dog to my house to play with my dog. I conveyed confidence in you. I let you do projects for the neighborhood. What part is that not liking? I was proud of you. I knew it was a bunch of bullshit in your email.
You didn't like the email. Apparently you don't like the email, so I can't say whether I like it or don't like it.
Doug, I didn't know it was all lies until you got arrested.
I didn't know it was all lies either.
You didn't. Wow. I wish I'd recorded this conversation.
Chris, let me ask you a question. You're talking about an arrest. How many court dates have you been to of mine?
Doug, I've never been to a single court date. Okay, you don't look in the audience and see who else there?
No, I know for sure.
Well, then you should know that I've never been there,
okay.
Doug.
Well, do you know who the judge is?
I don't know a judge, Doug. I don't know who your judge is. I don't care, Doug.
Have you read any of the motions?
I don't care, Doug.
Have you read any of the court orders?
I don't care, Doug.
Okay, then. You don't care. That's the problem.
Oh, am I supposed to care about you, Doug? Why would I care about a liar?
Because you're not investigating the lie. You're declaring it a lie without doing any investigation. And
Doug, the lie's on email right here you sent to me that you never denied, Doug.
Why didn't you investigate it? If you're going to claim it's a lie, you should investigate it. You're sitting here telling people it's a lie, which really is libel. It's slander. It's defamatory.
Is it really? It's pretty true. I mean, the res ipsa loquitur. The action speaks for itself. You said you won the landslide election.
I didn't say that.
You weren't on the ballot, Doug. You weren't even on the ballot.
That was an email you got.
You weren't even on the ballot.
Well, I've got probate court documents that say otherwise, Chris.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you weren't on the ballot up at my church where I vote.
Well, you need to take that up with probate court then. If I've got probate court documents that
say
so.
I'd like to see one ballot.
You want me to show you? I can show you right now.
Oh, go ahead.
Probate court fine documents, absolutely. Republican candidate certification.
Doug, I tell you what, you know, I don't care who you are, if you're a known liar, and to me, you perpetuated this fallacy, this lie of yours, and I'm sorry we have to deal with this in this group, but I guess it's a good time to do it, but,
choice of music.
You do or you don't?
I do. It's relaxing.
Yeah. It's Comcast.
This letter was sent to the Honorable Don Davis from the President of the Republican Party. Your Honor, Mobile County Republican Party hereby certifies that the persons whose names appear below are properly qualified to be candidates for nomination to offices chosen by the voters of this county participating in the Republican primary election to be conducted on Tuesday, March 1st, 2016. Scroll down to Precinct 66. Mobile County Constable, Precinct 66. Doug Roberts.
You didn't end up on my ballot. I guess they gave me a bad ballot, Doug.
I thought, really? I didn't know he was running for office. And I looked through all the everything in the
election
newspaper.
Election returns.
And your name wasn't there.
That's something to take up with court.
Nowhere in Mobile County. Nowhere in Mobile County was your name mentioned. And nor, one vote. Well, not even one
nor
vote.
Nor is any opposed candidate.
Didn't get a vote? If you're unopposed and you don't get a vote, you win?
Yeah.
Okay. Because your name's not on the ballot. Because your name's not on the ballot.
It was on the ballot.
Yeah. All right. Well?
They don't publish the names of...
Unopposed candidates, no.
Okay. Huh. That comes as a
same thing with Congress, school board, county commission.
So am I, Steve, am I allowed to ask him why he was putting tickets on people's cars? And
they've got a format for discussing that. Down at the court, I don't know. I think it would be fruitless because I don't know that there's any hint that there's a cooperative discourse ahead. I think it's basically accusation denial, and I think it will continue that way until the sun comes up.
Okay. All right. Well, let's put on the agenda with the election of board of directors, and we'll put 5 board of directors up.
Okay.
We'll select a nominating committee. I'll appoint a nominating committee. And we'll have some nominations available. And we will, of course, we'll accept nominations from the floor. And then we will hold elections.
I'm always proud. Why would I not be proud?
I hope you are. Good. Anybody got anything else?
If the agenda looks okay, I'll add the information about election of officers.
Just need to kind of follow up with Jay. We need him there.
Yep. Probably need to get our attorney there too. Because I'm sure everybody else is going to have their little attorneys there.
And go ahead and get a proxy ready. With some explanation, I'll have to think about it a little bit.
The proxies look fine.
Okay.
What would you do with them?
Well, we knock on the doors, and if they're not coming, we get them to go ahead and sign them off.
I guess what I'm saying is, do we take them and make copies, or?
No, I'll have them ready for you.
Okay.
These are just for your approval.
All right.
And I'll get them to you.
Is this the packet for our neighbor, my neighbor?
Yes.
Okay. We stand adjourned.
Sounds good.
All right.
See you guys later.